If you need a lawyer, you might turn to the Yellow Pages.
Let's see here. License to practice law in Alabama since 1967. 30 years of experience. Oh, this one has a poem in her ad. That's kind of cute.
James Anderson and Luther Strange both have lots of legal experience, about 50 years combined. They're not the kind of lawyers who advertise in the phone book, but they're well known in Alabama legal circles. Anderson, the Democrat, says his Montgomery law firm has tried thousands of cases.
Anything having to do with a trial, we pretty much do.
Meanwhile, Republican Luther Strange has spent much of his career in corporate law, working on economic development issues.
Helping companies expand and grow, come to Alabama, existing companies here in the state expand and grow.
Whichever is elected attorney general will essentially be in charge of the state's law firm, and that means dealing with companies and individuals they might have represented in the past. 12 years ago, Luther Strange worked as a lobbyist for Transocean, the company that owns the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. Strange says Transocean went through mergers and reincorporation over the last decade and isn't the same company he represented. He said he wouldn't have a problem representing the state's interest in the case. Anderson's history also raises questions. He's done legal work for the Macon County Sheriff in matters related to the Victory Land Casino. Anderson says the Macon County Commission paid for that work, and he's taken no money from Victory Land. How they'll deal with prior clients is important, especially since the issue of corruption is front and center with the recent indictments of 11 people in a bingo vote buying scheme. Both candidates say the state needs to do more to tackle public corruption. Luther Strange says he'd start by building relationships between prosecutors and law enforcement. He says that partnership has languished under current Attorney General Troy King.
So my goal is to reestablish the relationship between the Attorney General's office, the federal prosecutors, and local law enforcement officials to make sure public corruption is a priority at the state level. Obviously, it's not right now, and it's got to be.
James Anderson says fighting corruption starts with the state's Ethics Commission. Anderson served as head of the commission in the early 90s. The commission doesn't have the power to subpoena witnesses and records, but Anderson says he could help.
As the Attorney General, I can give the Ethics Commission a subpoena anytime they want one, an Attorney General's subpoena. I can make a statement to the legislature that as long as James Anderson's the Attorney General, they're going to get subpoena power through my office.
One point of contention between the two candidates is the federal health care reform law enacted by Congress. Alabama is one of 19 states suing over the constitutionality of that law. Luther Strange says he would keep Alabama in the lawsuit. He says the health care law oversteps the Constitution by requiring people to purchase health insurance. James Anderson says the lawsuit is a publicity stunt that a cash-strapped state like Alabama can't afford.
That is nothing more than a stand in the schoolhouse door.
Despite their differences, Luther Strange and James Anderson say they don't want the strained relationship between their office and the state's new governor, which is the case right now with Troy King and Bob Riley. Luther Strange says he wants to restore morale in the Attorney General's office, and that might require more than a new Attorney General.
The first job I have, I'm certain, is to replace the leadership at the top of the Attorney General's office so you have the best, most qualified lawyers. You take the politics out of the way the office is being administered. So, you know, crime is not Republican or Democrat. It affects every citizen, so that's our first order of business.
In the meantime, James Anderson and Luther Strange are making their final arguments in the race for Attorney General. A verdict is due next Tuesday, when the voters of Alabama go to the polls. For WBHM, I'm Bradley George.